Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, I know, and if you ask, I know, nothing's over.
somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell him, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm stronger, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say it with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh.
I'll always in my mama, she's my favorite girl. Hey, everybody, good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. You got me flying solo tonight, your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. The Inspiration Factory is an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial. If you happen to be in the chat room listening, be sure to call that number before the 11 o'clock hour. Okay. Tonight is Mother's Day. First and foremost, let me wish a happy and a blessed Mother's Day to all the mothers that are listening and to those that are not listening, to all the mothers. I need you guys' help tonight. It's a rough night for me. This is my first Mother's Day without mine. And came real close to canceling the show, but it dawned on me. Number one, she would smack me upside the back of my head for quitting and give it up. And she's not the only mother that deserves to be honored, that deserves to be recognized. So on this night, we are here to honor the honor of being a mother. It's one night. Although it should be every night, every day, because her job never ends. But on this night, we're here to honor those women blessed to bear fruit. But before we go into the program and get started, we need to go before the throne. So if you would all join me at the throne. Heavenly Father, we come to you first and foremost thanking you for being who you are. Father, God, we thank you for mothers this evening. On this evening, Lord, more than any other night of the week, we ask that you would touch those women who fulfill the role of mother, whether they birthed that child or they stood in the gap. We ask that you would bless them, Father God. We ask that you would protect this program, that you would have your way within this program, Father, and thwart all the attempts of the enemy to stop or hinder this platform. Father God, we just offer this program and ourselves to you. Have your way, Lord. Let this show honor the mothers and, of course, always honor you. And it's in the mighty and precious name of Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. Like I said, y'all, this is going to be a tough one for me tonight. But we're here together. We're here together. And somehow or another, all of us, we're going to get through. I'm sitting in the house with some friends of mine. I got three mothers and a brother. And, happy Mother's Day, y'all. I'm going to start the program off. It was real hard for me to write anything tonight. But the Lord, as always, comes through, and he brought me something. But I want to start off with something that I posted 5 years ago on Facebook. Of course, I changed the date. But the sentiments still ring true. And then I'm going to follow that with my piece for the night, and it's untitled. But first, I want to share with you what I wrote on Facebook. Mother's Day 2021. Okay, now what? Mother's Day is almost over. So do we go back to business as usual, or for a change of pace, continue to honor and respect those blessed creations of God known as mothers? Every day you draw a breath, you should thank God and your mother. If she's transitioned, then you need to honor her by the life you lead. Remember, Mother's Day is every day. They don't get a day off. And this is my piece for the night. Today is Mother's Day, 2021, and it is hands down the most emotional day I have had thus far, seen on my years of basking under the sun. Now, I've had rough times, but nothing equaling this. Despite the smile on my face, I'm struggling to feel God's bliss. You see, despite me being a mama's boy, I never knew what importance she had. You never know how much you miss someone until they're gone. And despite the wealth of people you know, you still feel all alone. And I never realized just how much she influenced me, how much she educated me and prepared me for life. If there is nothing else I can say to impress upon anyone hearing this piece then and this, give them their flowers while they are yet alive. Recognize they are partly responsible for why we thrive, why we strive to thrive. They and God alone are the reason we are alive. Let us honor them today. Let us honor them by action and deed. Let us give them, while we can, the assurance that they have, with God's blessings, created and planted honorable seed. Let us live our lives. Show what we got. And let that be the life we live. Mighty God, let that be the life that we walk and the life that we encourage through our talk. My words are limited in this day, my Lord. So please read my heart and allow your blessings to rain upon mothers.
those who are blessed to populate your lands. Touch them and bless them and empower their way. Lord, I pray these, your blessed vessels, be blessed each and every day. And for your gift of mothers, Lord, I thank you each and every day. And that's that piece. We're going to open the lines as soon as I get back to the studio. Here we go. And keep things moving right along. First on the mic, we have 216. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Paul, I'm calling in to tell you that I know how rough this is for you and to tell you how much I love you. And that beautiful picture you put up of your mom with that sweet-looking face, all the sweetness that comes in her, I can see it and know why you miss her so much. But believe me, she raised an awesome, wonderful son. And everything she put in you, we are receiving it. So she did her job. And I just want you to know that I am receiving the benefits of the mothering that she did on you, because you are just one awesome person. I want to tell you that. You're so for real and so down to earth and just so loving. I just want to tell you how much I love you. And I'm just taken aback. I can't believe you're doing this to yourself. Where's your people? Where they not helping you get through this? I'm going to do a poem for you, then I'm going to get off. I had a rough day today. Mama older day tried to drink some wine. My son tried to pull me away from the table so I wouldn't drink the wine. But I was trying to drink dinner wine with my dinner, with my lunch. I ended up getting sick, so I'm in the bed. I was waiting on you to come on to tell you how much I love you. And do this piece for you. I've done it
Mom,
for you before.
Thank you so much for those words. I don't appreciate you having me sit up here sniffing and boo-hooing, but I thank you for that. You know, I can't say this. I thank you for that. And happy Mother's Day, Mama. You know, you have been an important part in a lot of people's lives in a lot of ways. You know, so for this day and for every day, I thank you, and I bless you, and I honor you, Mama Olin Peasley.
Well, thank you. So I'm going to read this poem that I think is the best poem that I ever wrote, and I'll let you all be the receiver of that, whether or not you think so too, but it goes like this. You've heard it before, Paul. It's called I Know Where God Is At.
Yes, yes. Mic is yours.
I know where God is at. I face what most be ducking. I escape. I roar when they are clucking. I stand, no crawling, marching forward, no stalling. Speaking of it, teaching, no preaching. I grab it, no reaching. Serving it raw, no preservatives. Ain't giving Caesar nothing at all. All the glory goes to the all. God is my staff and my rod. He is my pillar and my rock. He removed the goals that block. He keeps my mind open and my vulnerable parts blocked. He opens my heart when needed or keeps it protected under lock. What I lack, he's got my back. For me, he's always up to bat. I'm standing on his foundation. I see premonitions with my internal eye. Sometimes I sit and cry. Yet I face the future with bravery. I carry the DNA of slavery from which he did deliver me. I have a built-in sensory to repel the unsavory. Thick with wit, never dense, always thankful for my God-given sense. No boasting, just facts. Behind this English preposition, I know where my God is at. And that's that peace. Bars to God. Hallelujah.
Man, amen. I was just posting in the event page, Mama, that you say that's your best piece. And
I think so.
I just don't know how you could pick a best piece out of all the many pieces that you've written that have been just...
Because I have written a lot of pieces, probably over 3,000. And this one is one, every time I read it, I feel it. Some of my reading, I kind of know, well, you know. But every time I read this one, I feel it. It's like a prayer.
Yeah.
It's like me acknowledging everything that God has done for me. It's like making me realize how much he has been there for me. So that's why I kind of consider it. Plus the professional poet, the other people like that's really made it in the poetic world, the professional poets, they always like are taken back by this poem. They was like, wow. Like one person said, dearest, this is incredible. You're riding spot on, never descending into the triviality. Your devotion is ever clear and made plain as day. I do not hand out compliments freely, but you just blew this word machinist away. And this is from a famous poet that wrote that. So I love that poem. It makes me feel like I just said a prayer every time and I'm acknowledging everything that God did for me. So that's why it's my favorite. And I was saving it to read it today.
I'm so glad that you did. Thank you so much, Mama. I don't know.
It's gonna be
this
right.
is a rough day, but it's a beautiful day.
Everybody.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be all right. And we're going to be all right through it all because we have a God that sees us through the storms, sees us through the ups and the downs, sees us through the times when we don't feel right ourselves. So, we're going to be.
Right. So anyway, I don't know where your crew
really
is, but somebody gonna come in and help you in a minute. I'm sure he's gonna send you somebody so you can, you know, have a little break and get you a little, pull yourself together. Don't cry, baby. It's gonna be all right.
Oh,
it's gonna be
all right. I'm gonna be all right. And I'm gonna, if I cry, that's all right too. I'll cry and still do the show.
Okay. Anything you want to
My
do.
Mama made us four tough.
Kids, and I was just telling this to Michelle yesterday. A lot of people don't know this, but sometimes kids act up because they want attention. But I told my kids, you don't have to never act up if you want attention. I said, all you have to do is just tap Mama on the shoulder and say, Mama, I want some love and attention. And that's what my kids used to do. And people used to look at us like we were crazy because other kids be acting up. And my kids be like tapping me. Mama, I want some love and attention.
I know that's right.
I tell them to ask for whatever they want. And I tell all y'all the same thing. If you ever want my love and attention, just hit me up. You got it. Okay?
Amen. Spoken like a true
mother.
All
right, baby.
God bless you, Mama. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mama Uladeji, one of the patriarchs of our poetry community. Next, we have 385 on the mic. 385. Welcome to the Inspiration Cypher. Here we have.
Well, hello, Paul. This is Miss VIP. How you doing?
Hello,
Adrian. How are you? I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good.
There you go. That's it. This is a great day. Had a good day. Like you, I've lost my grandmother, which she raised me, so she was mom, last year.
Right.
You know, so this is our first Mother's Day without her too, and it was, you know, we had to take a pause, you know what I'm saying? But it was very, very nice. So I called my mother in Florida and spoke with her, and I called my daughter and spoke with her. So it was a very, very nice day. And then, of course, my grandchildren, Happy Mother's Day, Grandmom. So that made my day as well.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I know it did.
I know it did.
Yes, it did. So I just wanted to I made a piece up about my grandmother a while back, and I tweaked it a little, you know, but not even going to be before you long. All right.
Well, that's okay. We're talking about mama tonight.
Yeah,
we can take as much time.
Yeah, admittedly,
it's
a little bit hard for me too, but you know, all is well.
I know.
Guess what?
We gonna make it.
Oh, absolutely.
Our mamas didn't raise no punks. We gonna make it, baby girl.
That's true.
Or in your case, grandma. We weren't raised
that
way.
Mm-hmm.
And the God we serve tells us, come to him.
Come to him.
Yeah. He will never leave us.
But
we know we have a comfort.
That's
true. We have that strength to get through these hard times with him.
That is true.
Boy, did I have to really pay attention.
Hey, look, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. So he brought us, so if you're ready, so am I.
I'm here.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
So what you bring for us?
Okay. I think this piece, I'm just going to call it Mom. Thank you. From Barbara Puddin, Mrs. Shaw, Mom to Mama. Her life has been an evolution. She knew God always loved her. His arms weren't ever too short or ears to hear. He always had a solution. Becoming Mrs. Shaw had little conversation. Dad got his Mac on, and it caused quite a sensation. He was handsome, easy on the eyes. They got married, had four children to no one's surprise. Mom was still Mom when I came along. Nothing really changed. They brought me home on week two, just the same old song. Mom came into play when the third generation hit. She just took it all in stride. Nothing seemed to faze her, not even a little bit. Notice how her title never changed, but my love for her could never be explained. My sister aunts and I took great care of her until the end. My grandmother was my best friend. She was the biggest link in our family chain. As of 7/12/2020, she became heaven's game. She's okay, yet my heart has a little hole, but I say to you verily, it is well with my soul. Mom made me who I am. Her spirit and love will forever be with me near or far. So it's okay to cry sometimes because she's gone. Forever in my heart is Mom. Wherever she was, I was home. And that's that piece.
I know that's right. No matter what Mamas did or failed
Mama
to do, that
did
wasn't,
or
wasn't,
to do
right
by
our,
wasn't right by
our understanding.
Understanding.
They did the best they could at
they
that
did
time.
The best they could at that time.
Yeah. There's no book that comes with motherhood.
There's no class you can take.
You know, it's trial and error. So we have to, no matter what kind of mother we have, we have to thank them because they tried.
At the end of the day, they gave us life.
Oh, absolutely.
After that,
we can't even talk about it because we're here.
Yep, that's true. All right.
I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day as well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome.
Yeah.
Those songs that I played at the beginning of the show, I didn't play any of them. I asked you to upload something for me, and I chose not to play it at all.
Okay, because I was ready to jam right along with you now.
I had to play
my jam. I like that song too.
Because that is so special to me and my mother. We used to sing that every Sunday on our way to church together. So that really signifies my mama.
I understand.
And then Hero.
Then Hero.
Speaks so much of mothers to me because there's so many mothers that are just that.
Okay.
They're the ones.
Okay.
They're the ones for us. To put themselves in harm's way before us.
All the time.
And then never would have made it. I never would have made it without teaching, the support, the guidance, the love, and even the chastisement of my mother. So those three songs rang mother to me.
Okay.
I thank you so much for putting that in the studio for me.
No problem. Not a problem. All right. Well, God bless you, sir.
All right. God bless you so much, and thank you so much for coming through with that piece.
No problem.
Wow. All right, we're going to put you in the praise lounge with Mama
Odie
and bring in the next call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. I forgot to ask to have her tell y'all about what she, else she's doing. Matter of fact, let me bring her back on here.
Unmuted.
You're not getting away that easy. You forgot to tell the folks what it is you got coming up this week on the Epiphany.
Well, in the Epiphany Universe, on Wednesday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my diva, La Perla Negra, and I will be in the love zone. And I don't know the topic as of yet because it's my diva's turn this week. So whatever it is, it's going to be fun. So y'all come on in.
I know that's right. Y'all heard that, right? Now I'll let you go back to the first
line. All right.
Thank you so much, Queen.
All right.
Okay. Next, we have on the mic area code 615. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Brother Paul. First off, it almost sounded like you were at the discotheque with the echo chamber.
Oh, I don't know why it happened with just her. I don't hear it now.
Yeah, I mean, I could put on my leisure suit and get the disco ball if
you want.
But then again, I was too young at that time, so I don't know what I was talking
about. Yeah, right.
Anyway. So... You, first off, you're going to get through this, even though it's hard and I understand, because I had to go through 2 years ago, I had to go through my grandma, the last grandparent in my life, but she was close to as perfect as can be. So
I know that's right.
I understand what you're going through, so I'll always miss her. Hold on just a second, please. I'm on the phone. Flash for leaving. No, I'm on the phone. All right, I'm back. That was Wilona from Good Times. Yeah, I have cast of characters I work with. So, anyway.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. It's a comedy, but I get paid
for it. I appreciate
that.
Yeah, and I'm sure I'm going to get through it.
Yeah, you will.
I know I'm going to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
All of us that have, whose mothers or grandparents have gone on to their reward, we're going to make it because they left a part of them within us in their lessons, in their strengths. You know, so we got what it takes within. They gave us the tools to make it. So now sometimes we got to put on them big boy, big girl draws and do what we got to do to get through these things. With them and the help of God, we get through. We get through.
Yep.
We have to endure.
Of course.
You know what? You didn't introduce yourself to the people. Although I know who you is, I'm not telling nobody. You got to tell yourself.
Well, I go by C double. I go by C double 34 music. And it's not CW, okay. It's C double, like you're seeing double. Pretty much. Because some people get it confused with cable channel or breakfast cereal.
Oh, wow.
Now, if I had the money from both, you can call me whatever you want.
I know that's right. Okay. And I would not be mad at you.
Yep.
So, my brother, as prolific a writer as you are, I know you brought something.
Yes, I did, and this is dedicated this is dedicated to Ina Mae Barton, that's my grandma, her oldest daughter, Eloise Peggy Ferguson, my mom, of course, and that's the title of my piece, My Mom.
My Mama. I know that's right. The mic is yours, King.
Thank you. My mom, on my dad's side, she is Wheezy, short for her name Eloise, but her side calls her Peggy. Don't know why, but stay with me. Pregnant with me at 15, birthed me at 16, as the remix to my dad, and I couldn't imagine being that young as a parent. In the 1960s, Rochester, New York, through the era of Vietnam and the racial fight, I came to fruition late at night or early mornings, but her war begins. Applied for this job with no experience and no manual. Can't drink alcohol and she can't vote. But this is the position she was called for. My mom's beautiful. My mom's humorous. My mom's intelligent. My mom will whoop your butt. At 5'4", with handles like Kyrie Irving, she loves sports and music. Celebrate her like she deserves to be. She's a loving person and she's courteous to everyone. Again had me at 16, now a regal queen, rocking 71. Wearing a platinum crown, exposing her wisdom. Her and dad raised two sons to make their marks in God's kingdom. She believes in Jesus. That's why she beat cancer twice. I remember in the kitchen she'd make miracles, turning leftovers into casseroles. She survived Hugo in the hurricane. She was strong in 1990, November 18th, through the hurt and pain, when Dad left this earth in an accident. 25 years of marriage, what a testament. Now she's dancing to her own songs. I'm proud to recite this poem about my mom. Growing up, we were broke and never lived poor. She's the Ferguson boys' medicine and the cure. And she'd be the first to let you know of her purpose here. On this earth every day, I celebrate Eloise Peggy Ferguson. Happy Mother's Day, and I love you. Now work it, girl. God blessed us all when he created you to grace the world. That's that piece.
Amen. God bless her. I 5'4", and she will whoop your butt. Yeah, she sounds and reminds me, what you were saying about her reminds me so much of my Aunt Eleanor. She was maybe 5 foot tall.
Yeah.
Nobody messed with her. She was a force to be reckoned with. But she was also a beautiful person, a loving person, a caring and compassionate person.
Yes.
Your mama sounds like a good one. And
she answered her phone when I'm calling her and stop having her peace and quiet in the country. You.
Next time you call her and speak to her, let her know that I honor her and wish her a happy Mother's Day, please.
Yes, no problem. I definitely would do that.
We have to give them the flowers while they're yet here. You know.
Oh yeah.
Because I don't know how many times my mama told me and mentioned that, well, maybe I failed because of something dumb that I had done. Maybe I failed in raising you. They seem to take our choices upon themselves, you know, and it's not. She gave me the tools to do the right thing, to be a good person, walk a righteous path. I chose to sway off of it. It had nothing to do with her and her teachings and her upbringing. So I want all the mothers to know that you can only do your best. and the rest is up to us. Please don't beat yourself up because of things that we do or don't do. It's not your fault. You did your job.
Yep. And it's just like that scripture says, train up a child in the way he or she may go. Then when he or she is older, they will not run away from it.
That's right. You know, I stepped off the path. Ooh, we
did
step off the path. We're both clean. But guess what? That training that was in birth, that was taught to me, that was shown me by example from her, brought me back, kept me from swaying too far. So sometimes we got to go out there and bump our butts.
Yep, and my bumping my butt was with a fast girl. He told me about that. She told me about that, but, you know,
okay.
I thought I was grown.
We know
better. So,
we knew better. Thought we did.
Thank
God for them and what they did teach us, because we found out that we didn't know better, and we got it right.
Yep, we got it right, finally.
Okay. Had it not been for them, who knows where we'd be.
We'd have more money, that's for sure.
Who are we? Don't even start on that. Man, looky here. Yeah, we sure would have more money. And I'd probably have less gray hair, but that's okay, too.
Exactly.
That's okay, too. Things happen for a reason.
Yes.
To bring us to where we should be. Yeah. And, you know, I like who I am today. I like the direction I'm going today. And a lot of this would not be possible had it not been for my mother. You know? So. God knew what he was doing when he created mothers.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He don't make no mistakes. He don't make no mistakes.
Sure
my does. Mama. We want to bless your mother for her 71 years. We want to bless her for being the mother that she could be, raising the children in the best way that she knew how.
Oh, yeah.
And we look forward to hearing her praise again next year when we have another program for Mother's Day. But, folks, listen, Mother's Day ain't the only day that we need to honor them. Every day we can pick up your phone and just say, hey, Mom, I love you, and hang up if that's all you got to say.
Is this like I remember a commercial by Paul Bear Bryant back in the day? He said, have you called your mama today?
I know that's right.
And that's what I'm talking
about. We need to. Because let me tell you, there's nothing, I can't even put a word to it, that will affect you as much when they're gone. And you can't pick up the phone. I say, hey, Ma,
right.
How you doing? You can't pick up the phone. Hey, Ma, let me run this by you. We can't do that anymore.
Right.
So recognize just how much they are to you. Why do you still have them? Cherish them. Honor them. Bless them. Oh, God. Because I wouldn't want, I wouldn't wish this, whatever it is I feel, on anybody. And yet I would, because it's a beautiful feeling, because I know that I had her for the season that I did. You know, I
That's right.
with her. So, but yeah, let's remember to honor our father and our mother. The Bible tells us that. Tells us that for a reason.
Yep, some children don't do that, and that's the problem.
Yeah. And today, well, the Bible spoke about that as well. You know, and it's frightening. And it's painful to see it come to fruition during my lifetime. I always thought those things that you read about in the Bible, I believed them. But I never thought that they would be something that I would experience in my lifetime. And I see so much of it today and have seen so much of it over my lifetime that I fear for what's to come next. But if we stay grounded in the Word of God, we stick to those commands that he gave us, we're going to be all right, despite how crazy the rest of the world gets.
That's true. So I'm not going to hold up the rest of this thing because I know there's a whole bunch more people that wants to say Happy Mother's Day. So I'm going to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there that's on the show and all the mothers out there everywhere.
Amen. Thank you so much for coming through and your contribution to this celebration of motherhood this evening.
Yeah, now I got to deal with Willona. I got to deal with Willona now. Lord,
you got that.
Pray for me.
I always do, bro.
One love, one mic, brother.
One love, one mic. God bless you. And next on the mic, we're just going to keep things moving because there's quite a few people out there with their hands up. We're going to keep things moving right along. 219, who's for the Inspiration Factory?
Yeah, Reading probably doing this is Brother O from me, Chicago.
God bless you, bro. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. I'm doing well.
That's what I'm glad to hear that. I know if nobody does, you have something to chime in on today.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What say you?
Definitely.
What words would you have for the mothers out there listening?
I just want to wish everybody that is a mother calling to show on the line Happy Mother's Day. And if you still have your mother alive and well, just tell how much you appreciate everything she's done for you and give her flowers while she's alive.
Absolutely. I never really realized how important that was until after I don't have that opportunity anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Listen, don't put yourself in my shoes. And now, granted, y'all all know, anybody that knows me, both on the air and off the air, knows I put my time in with my mother. So I don't have a lot of regrets about I should have, or I could have, or whatever. But
right.
Maybe I could have done a little bit more. You know, there's always going to be that. But don't let time and your season come to pass with your mother without you letting her know regularly how much you love her. Because when they're gone, you can't tell them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the rest of your life to live with regret. And that's a terrible place to be.
Yes.
But, you know, listen to me. Listen to Brother O. Listen to C-Dell. AJ, the CIP. All of these callers, previous callers, they said the same thing. Give them the flowers while they yet live.
Mm-hmm.
Honor your mother. Do something special for her. Just because. Not because it's Mother's Day. Not because it's her birthday.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let them know you love them and you appreciate what they've done for you.
Yes.
So, my brother, did you bring something for us this evening?
Poem is called "A Real Mother Will Be in Your Corner."
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. The mic is yours, King.
My dear brothers and sisters, whether you are 10, 20, 30, 40, or even 50, a real mother will always be in your corner. And when you were sick with a cold or flu or any other illness, your mother was there to take care of you until you got well. When you were in the hospital, your mother came by every day just to pay you a visit and check up on you. When you were picked on in school, your mother came down there to straighten out the situation and tell that bully, "You better not mess with my child." When you got in trouble in school, she took off work to whoop you for fattening a fool. See, you were not going to embarrass her in public. Your mother gave you tough love and discipline when you needed it. When you got in trouble with the law and ended up going to jail, it was your mother who came to see about you, not your so-called running partners or your friends. When you were in court facing charges, mother advocated for you because you were a child. She was the one who stood by your side when you got caught up in your mess. Ain't nothing like a real mother in your corner. When you were discouraged, worried, or frustrated about something that you were going through, mother was there to encourage you and always help you stay focused. She will tell you something like this. You're going to be something special in life because God has a plan for you, for your life. Whenever you needed prayer, your mother interceded on your behalf until God worked your situation out. When your heart was broken, your mother's there to comfort you and tell you something to the effect of, listen to me, get off your knees and hold your head up high, because only the strong survive. When you were involved in sports, participating in this musical, or gave a speech in public, your mother was right there to cheer you on. When you walked across that stage and graduated from high school or college, your mother was in the audience to support you and see the fruits of her labor coming to harvest. My dear brothers and sisters, if you are blessed to have a real mother in your corner, appreciate her while she's alive and give her her roses and thank her for everything that she's ever done for you. That's at peace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And take heed, people, to that piece. You know, the ups and downs. A real mother is there for you. Now, don't get it twisted and think that she has to be there because she's your mother. You know, sometimes these young folks today seem to think, oh, well, you got to do that because you're my mom. No, she doesn't have to do a lot of what we
right.
do, which she chooses to do for us. Out of her love for us. So recognize, really, three hots and a cot is all she's required to do. Everything else that she does for us is done out of love.
Yes.
You know, so don't get to that self-entitled mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Recognize and appreciate the sacrifices that mothers make for us. Appreciate big things that she does whenever things go wrong. You know, you can be married with children and
mm-hmm.
something go wrong. And before you think about your wife, before you think about anybody else, you think about, mom can help me. Mom got me. And it's true. Mom will have you. So don't
mm-hmm.
think that you're she has to. She does it because she loves you. And don't
right.
take it for granted. Brother, that was a beautiful piece. And it's a piece, as all, most of your pieces are so perfectly timed and need to be heard.
Thank you.
I want y'all to take heed to that. Take heed to that. Thank you so much, King, for coming through tonight. And sharing that with us. I told y'all before, I need y'all tonight. And I appreciate y'all.
No problem, Brother Paul. No problem.
Showing support. And most of all, showing mothers just how much we love them and appreciate them and recognize what they do for us.
Mm-hmm.
We got to let them know.
Okay. Yes.
I'm going to keep things moving because we do have a lot of callers on the line. But I do appreciate you, Brother O. Love you, my brother.
You too. Thank,
thank
Paul.
You,
Paul. Same here.
God bless you, bro.
Take care.
All right. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was... Oh, my computer just disappeared. That was someone who is no stranger to the Inspiration Factory, Brother O. And no stranger to the poetry community. If y'all know him like I, like I've come to know him, the brother's got a lot of words, a lot of things to share. We appreciate him for coming through with that. We're going to keep things moving right along. And we have area code 410. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
This is Lisa Lips.
Lisa Lips. Well, welcome,
yes.
Queen.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day, if you happen to be a mother.
Not biologically, but I have kids who call me mom.
Well, there you go. Being a mother does not always come from the womb.
That's very true. There are some women
who so lovingly and staunchly fill that role for our young people that they truly deserve to be honored and recognized as well. In my case,
my son came to me through a girlfriend who had a child when she was young and was mm-hmm. unable to care for him. And so I took a role in his life. And he's a grown man now, but I was a teenager myself, but I was more responsible. So, yeah, he's, for all intents and purposes, that's my boy.
I was getting ready to say, can't nobody tell you that ain't your child?
Right.
You invest love into a child. Can nobody tell you that that's not yours? So I say once again to you, Happy Mother's Day, Queen, and thank you.
Thank you. I'm feeling your pain for today.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
This is only my second year without my mother.
Okay.
So I completely understand where your feelings are.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my mother in March of 2019, and spent a lot of time just being numb after it was over. So
mm-hmm.
I completely understand.
I guess you're still here.
Yeah. Yeah. I spent her last 5 years with her every day.
Amen.
I gave up my own life to take care of her. Mm-hmm. And I have no regrets for it.
I know that's right. You know, people seem to get, unless for medical reasons you can't care for them and they should be put into a home just because of the medications or the equipment that they need to make it. I don't feel that we need to put them in nursing. And I worked in nursing homes for 16 years. But I know that my mother cared for me for 18 years until I was grown.
Right.
At the very minimum, over 18 years. I don't believe
right.
in that, oh, it's an inconvenience mess, or I don't have room, make room.
Yeah, there's always a way if you really want to do it.
Yes, yes, and we should. This new mindset about this, oh, just put them in a home and they'll be all right. Yeah, it rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, me too.
You know, back
I have
in the day,
problems
you
with
had
it.
three, four generations under one roof.
Right.
Regular.
Yeah,
you know?
And I kind of grew up that way because my grandparents live right next door.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
We were there.
So, I understand. My parents lived. You could look out the kitchen window of my house and look into their kitchen window.
Amen. Beautiful.
Yeah, and my aunt lived down the street. We were all right there.
Okay. Okay, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
So did you bring a piece for us tonight?
I sure did. Actually, this was
awesome.
The piece that I wrote for my mother's funeral.
Oh, wow. Wow. I know how hard it is to write something like that. And I know how humbling it is for us to be recipient of you sharing that with us, because those poems are revealing a piece of ourselves, really. Because that is us. That's our love. We expose ourselves with those pieces. So
yeah,
I'm grateful and I'm very thankful that you shared that with us on tonight. And there's, because I'm sure there's someone out there who is in a place that that's going to bless them, encourage them, give them some strength to just, okay, this is what's going to happen. This is what happened. This is what I need to do. This is what I can do. This is what's possible to do.
Right.
So with that, I'm going to shut my mouth and let you have the mic. The mic is yours, Queen.
Thank you. This piece is called Mommy. We had our differences, but these last years have shown me that we were far more alike in spirit than I realized. Most saw you as an unassuming wife, but few understood that Dad was more a reflection of your grace. See, you had no need to be seen, so he could run out in front all he wanted till you were ready to bring it in. I remember once Dad wanted a geo tracker. He talked about it daily. So on that Saturday morning when he finally decided to go try one, he asked me to go with him. You see, he thought it would look better if he could say that it was for me. But as we were walking out, your voice from the kitchen said, "Don't you bring neither one of these things in this yard." He mumbled and fussed all the way to the dealership. "I don't know who she thinks she's talking to. I make this money. I can spend it however I want." So we found one he loved, and we took a test drive. We rode all over town and kept the truck for nearly 2 hours. And when we got back to the dealership, he declined the sale, although he could well afford it. The ride home was quiet, and when we walked in, no words passed. You just stared at him as he averted his gaze, and I saw a little smile form on your face. It was that day that I began to understand how your dynamic really worked. Daddy was the celebrity, but you were his handler. He couldn't do anything without your approval. You were the engine that kept our family running, and you were the voice of reason when Dad got too fond of the spotlight and forgot what really kept things rolling smoothly. We developed this little habit that I pray I never lose. No day passed that I didn't tell you I loved you, and that you didn't tell me. So in this new way of life I'm embarking on, and in whatever it brings, I hope to find genuine love, as pure as your love for us. You taught me that that's all that's real in this world. All my life I thought you were kind of childlike because your views were so basic and simple. But now I realize you were more woman than I ever hoped to be, because our world was in your hand, and you kept it spinning. And you prepared me well for the rest of my journey. And I'm forever grateful for all the lessons I've learned because of who you were. I love you, Mommy. Enjoy your new journey, too. I promise you, your girls are okay. In peace.
Mm. Wow. That piece is a historic piece. Back in the day, in the slavery days, back in the days when the Jim Crow laws, all through our history as a people in America, the husband, like you said, was the forefront, was the shining star of the show. But Ma Duke, mm-hmm. quietly from the back door, and see, that's the way it was supposed to be. She allowed him to be that front. She
right.
didn't challenge him in front of people and try to put her foot down and do all that stuff in front of people. She demurely stayed in the background. But her rule, Dad wasn't going to do nothing if it wasn't something that Mom would approve of.
Right.
Yeah, you know, so she was.
And my mom was a little bitty woman. She was 4'9".
Wow.
But my father
okay, yeah.
would not try her.
Okay. That's the perfect picture of what a husband and wife that God ordained.
Yes.
father.
Yeah, my parents had my parents met on Easter weekend and got married on Father's Day.
65
days they knew each other. And they made it work for 50 years.
Okay. See, God don't make no mistakes. When you allow yourself to wait for that God-ordained mate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times we go on a hunt looking for what we want, and we end up in divorce court.
I had that discussion with some friends of mine. They were talking about marriage, about the man that they were married to, and I said, and you're talking about honoring the vow. The vow says what God joined together. This thing you got is what you chose. That's why the way it is. God ain't gonna give you a mess.
Okay. He's going to give
you got a mess because you chose that mess.
Come on. Yes, indeed. That's exactly right. I'm so glad to find somebody that thinks like I do in that respect. We have to wait.
There's a whole lot of stuff that you can get yourself into.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily
Be happy for a minute.
Right. It looks like it's right, you know, for a minute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that don't mean that it is.
You got your choice. Happiness for a minute or contentment for a lifetime.
I've done it myself. You know? I can't even lie. I've done it myself. I've been married. It was a wrong choice. It was a choice I made because I thought that was the right thing. I thought that my family wanted me to do that. I thought whatever I thought. Yeah, and it turned out to be a total mess in the long run and ended me up in divorce court, too. That's why I can speak on it, because I've been there.
Right.
Yeah, but
your piece, it had me smiling. I had a big old Kool-Aid smile on my face in several parts of that.
I intended for people to laugh because my family was very much into the being jovial about things that were difficult. So I wanted to make everybody smile as they heard it.
Exactly. And you succeeded with that piece. And I'm so grateful you brought that and shared that with us tonight. It definitely brought joy to my heart hearing that piece because it brings back memories of better days, of times of us allowing God to guide us. Even if we don't speak on it as such. That beautiful union that your mother and father shared was God guiding them, you know? And and by him
and my parents had that relationship my parents had that relationship that you read about, you know. They weren't without each other. The last few years of my father's life, my mother volunteered at the job that he worked at so they could spend 24 hours a day together.
Wow. Look, you don't hear about love stories like that these days. That's the true romance. That's that Romeo and Juliet fairy tale love in reality.
Right.
You know, it's not always that good stuff, but it is that good stuff. You know, the sacrifices, the choices that you make to spend time with that person you love, just to honor that person you love. Yeah, we don't hear about that today. Today, marriages are a convenience. We get married because I love you today, and as soon as I got to put some work into it, it's time to go. No.
Right.
Your mother
and nobody wants to put any work into
anything. She volunteered to go where he worked. Yeah, I'm going to spend some time with my man.
Beside him. She worked beside him for 10 years and never made a dime because she just wanted to go with him.
Mm-mm-mm. Now, if that ain't love, I don't know what it is. It's a beautiful thing. So y'all out there that aren't married, see, this is what you need to find. Somebody that you know would be willing to do that for you. And we got to look beyond the physical. And I'm going to marry you because the sex is good and you make me feel good. No, I'm marrying you because I know you got my back. When I'm weak, you'll be my strength. You know, when I'm sad, you'll be my joy. You know, when I cry, you'll be there to comfort me. That's what you need in a marriage. And when things get rough, you're willing to work with me to make things right. Because it's not going to be hunky-dory all the time. You know, because the enemy likes to get in the midst of things that are going too good. So you got to be prayed up and be prepared. Pray your way through that. Determine yourself that I'm going to honor those vows I made before Holy God, to honor, to love and cherish that person in the good times and the bad times, in sickness and in health, not just when it's convenient. Right. And you'll find that at the end of that path, ooh, it was all worthwhile. You can go to your reward with a smile on your face because you've been graced and blessed with a love to share your season on this earth. Mm-hmm. That was a beautiful piece, and that
so appreciate
image
you
portrayed of your parents is just what we need to hear, because today over 50% of the marriages in the world today end up in divorce.
My parents had every reason to fall apart. You know, they knew each other. They met because of a car accident. My mother was in a car accident. Everyone in the car was killed but her. My father worked at the hospital, and he saw her when she came in.
Oh, God.
That's how they met.
Ooh, I can't even imagine what that did to him.
And after 65 days of knowing her, he married her, and he gave her the best life he could give her for 50 years.
God bless them. Ooh, they were blessed. That's what I like to hear. That gives me hope. There's somebody out there that can put up with me for an extended period of time. Oh, I got a friend in here saying, I love you too,
Jazzy. it's not about what your quirks are. It's about who can put up with them and whose quirks can you put up with.
Exactly. Exactly. But see,
you know, what works for you may not work for somebody else, but it works for you.
Right. There's so many marriages where they really don't even know the person. But you got to spend time with people. You know, you get married and then you find out that she keeps the cover back on the toothpaste, and that drives you crazy. You know, you need to learn these things beforehand. I don't mean shacking up, because that's not what the Word of God says. But, I mean, get to know that person. Spend time.
Right.
Grow into love. But if that's that God-ordained love, you're going to know it. Your parents
say
that in 65
because
days.
Because if it's what you're supposed to be in, you find a way to make it work.
That's right.
But if you pull in one way and they pull in another, then it's not the right thing.
Yeah. The Bible tells you we must be equally yoked.
Exactly.
We got to be on the same page, or we're going to be in two different books, and it's not going to be pretty.
Exactly. That's why I'm pulling the card alone right now, because I was not evenly yoked.
That's all right. But you know better now.
I definitely do.
Yeah, so now you've got something beautiful to look forward to. In his time, in the right season, he's going to bring that person, and phew, you got the rest of your lives to love and to enjoy the person that God brought to you.
I've learned the lesson about looking for it.
Uh-huh.
Because I was looking for it when I met the last guy.
Uh-oh.
And I found the first thing that came along and ended up in a mess. Because they all know how to spit shine everything and make it look right in the beginning.
Okay. Everything that glitters is not gold.
Yeah, absolutely. What was glittering in my tent was more like tinfoil. But I survived it, and I'm moving on.
Yes. And we're going to look forward to you calling back. As a matter of fact, I expect you to call back next Sunday. I need to hear more from you, young lady.
Okay.
Same time every Sunday we're here. Not just on.
Okay.
Don't be a CME Christian, where they go to church on Christmas, Mother's Day, and Easter. Don't be a Mother's Day participant on this program.
I was not
lady.
Allowed that privilege. My dad was a local minister.
Oh, see, you didn't have that choice. Okay.
Right.
But you know what I'm talking about.
I absolutely do.
Thank you so much for coming through. I thank you so much for coming through tonight with that piece, and I look forward to hearing more from you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
One love, one mic.
God bless you, Queenie. One love, one mic.
God bless
you. God bless you as well. Wow, that was a beautiful piece. That piece really brought joy to my heart. Okay, let's see. It's what? Oh, my goodness, it's 10:30 already. It's 10:23. We got a little over a half hour before we go into overtime. So if you're listening into the chat rooms, 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in so you can continue on being blessed with this celebration of motherhood, this Mother's Day program. We're going to keep things moving right along and bring on the next caller, and that is area code 919. Welcome to the Inspiration Factor. Who do we have on the mic?
You have Granville on the mic, my brother.
It's,
can you hear me?
Goodness. Yes, I can. What's going on, sir?
Yes, sir. I am having a blessed day, enjoying my mother's, not my Mother's Day, but the Mother's Day, celebrating the woman, as I always
right.
do.
Yes.
Advocate
yes.
for the women.
I know that's right.
And they,
I know that's
and,
right.
And they, yes, sir. Gotta love up the woman then, you know, because they work daily for us.
Yes,
they bring
we
us
do.
They bring us love, they bring us light, they bring us joy, and they bring us upful teachings, you know, women are love,
yeah.
And they teach us uprightness and goodness, and you know, women are better people than men are. They are they are naturally loving and kind. You know, I tell people that is why God made them the majority of the species, because we need more love and kindness in our lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely, King. Hey, and you're correct. Women are different from men. They have that nurturing built in. They have that capacity to love and to overlook and to forgive and to love you even harder. Men tend to get a
yes,
little staunch and stand back. But a mother, oh, my. That's the closest
man,
thing to Christ's love that you're going to find on earth.
Exactly. Exactly, my brother. I'm telling women are more divine than men are. They're more divinely inclined. I didn't read this in the book. I have observed this and find that women are absolutely more divinely inclined, because we learn compassion from women. You know, we learn love from women. The teachers, and that's another thing I always say about women, especially black women. Despite all the tribulation that black people have been through, our mothers still teach us to love. Our mothers still teach us to love. I find that is just huge. You know?
Yeah.
Our mothers teach us to love. You know, black. Go ahead.
Yeah, so right. That's one of the biggest and greatest and most powerful commands in the Bible, to love one another.
Yeah.
That's the knowledge and the ability to love, and to know how to love, comes from a mother. You know, all times
exactly.
Men are taught, you've got to show emotions. We need,
you know, yeah. And it is said that love fulfills the commandment of God. That one thing, if you just love, you fulfill all the commandments then. Because you wouldn't steal from your brother. You wouldn't kill your neighbor. Everything fall under love. Everything, all the commandments fall under love. If you love, then you cover all the commandments. And that's what woman is. Woman, oh man. They never fail to amaze me, brother. Never fail to amaze me. I love them. Even though sometimes I can't live with them. they are it. Hello? What went on here?
Hello? Is anybody there?
Okay. I think we're back in business now. Brother Granville's call dropped. I hope he calls back in because I would love to continue on busting it up with the brother. But until then, we're going to keep things moving right along, and we're going to open the mics for area code 506. Welcome
Hello.
To the Inspiration Factory. Hello. Who do we have on the mic?
It's Lady A.
Well, welcome from Canada, if I believe I'm correct.
Yeah,
Lady A, correct?
Yes.
All right. How are you? Welcome back.
I'm fine, thanks. And how about you?
I'm
almost
good.
Hung up because it's been all of these beautiful, warm and fuzzy Mother's Day feelings, and I wasn't sure if I was going to spoil the party or not because, you know, some of us don't have that experience. And
well, Mother's Day incorporates
I've been about
all.
That, so. If you prefer not to hear anything like that, I am okay with it. You won't hurt my feelings.
No.
Because I understand
no.
if you want to go on a different level, so.
Mm-mm. Mother's Day is about mothers. And mothers aren't just of one genre. You know, and perchance what you have to share with us will help someone to become a better mother. You know, because
yeah,
not all mothers
well,
were good. Let's face it. Let's keep it 100. Not all mothers are good.
No. Nope.
Some people shouldn't ought to have babies, but they're still mothers.
That's right.
And they deserve the honor of Mother's Day. But we need to talk about these things. You know. So do
yeah,
not
I,
try to sugarcoat things and become all fuzzy and warm because that's what other people have experienced. Mother's Day is for all mothers.
Yeah. And I think it would be a better world if those of us who endeavored to break the chains, you know,
right.
the future of children would be a whole lot better.
Yes.
I've never understood how come people grow up in these situations and don't make a conscious effort to change. And I can see that in my own family. My two sisters married abusive men and my brother became one, and I didn't succumb to any of it. I wouldn't have it in my life. So I don't understand. It's a question I've always asked anybody who might be qualified to answer it, because I don't understand when you grow up in that way, how you perpetuate it on your own kids,
yes.
you know,
yes.
so it's a pretty deep question that I have. I don't know if it'll ever be fully
mm-hmm.
answered, but in any case, I did bring something to read, and hopefully others out there will be able to say they're not alone, I guess. And
yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I wrote, there's two that I was going to read. One, I wasn't sure which one, but I think I've picked the one too. It's called How Not to Be an Adult, if it's okay to read.
Yes, it is. Please do. The mic is yours, Queen.
Okay. Watching parents' interactions, mostly grievous infractions, no regard for children present, they filled us with resentment. Fear and a constant companion, preparation for life's triathlon. Children mimic what they see. It's how they know how to be. Turn up the sound to drown the din of the violent circus we are in. Eyes and ears watched and heard vicious words so early learned. Lay in bed, body shaking, stairs creaking, footsteps nearing, heartbeats pounding in my ears, silent screams and salty tears. Adults aren't all they're cracked up to be, people I don't want to be. Rather, I stay a little girl, but then again, that was a frightening world. Growing up, disappeared, stolen by adults, feared. Dreams of life lived loved, of safety, peace, and hugs. Did I wonder what it would be to grow up and be me? My promise, pledged, I'll never be like my parents were to me. End poem.
Yeah. Lady, that needed to be heard tonight. Like I said, being a mother or being a parent doesn't come with a rule book. And when we have those that could do better, oftentimes it's brushed under the carpet. We don't talk about it. When it's an abusive relationship, we don't talk about it. You don't discuss family business with others, that type of thing.
Yeah.
I have that same question that you have. How can you perpetuate something that you witnessed and that affected you as a child? My father, a couple of occasions, put his hands on my mother, and I witnessed it once. And yet, and statistics say that most children that come from an abusive home turn out to be abusers. I don't understand that either. Because the abhorrence that affected me by seeing my father put his hands on my mother, I could never do that. But yet there are those that grow up to be abusers. You know, someone has to break that generational curse. Pieces like this that bring certain behaviors to the forefront, or to let people understand that sometimes those things that you do or say, the effects they have on your children, on the young ones, they might not even realize that it has that effect. So we need to talk about these things. We can't brush it under the rug. We can't pretend that it didn't happen. You know, it's got to be spoken about. And that's the only way these generational curses get broken.
Yes, and that's one of the things that, like, I broke the cardinal rule when I was a kid because we were sworn to secrecy. Mm-hmm. We were not allowed to speak about what happened in the house. And I broke the rules all the time because I sought out someone to talk to, someone to tell, because it was a horrible way to grow up. And, you know, my parents were both professional people in their careers. And people that you would think by looking at them that they would never abuse their kids. And it was nothing to see my mother unconscious on the floor once a week or more. And and then, of course, then she turned inward and took it out on us and me in particular. I was her target.
Right.
So Mother's Day is, like, I had a beautiful Mother's Day because I had my children, and they took me to lunch and a brunch, and we had a wonderful time. I had two of my grandkids there too, and so it was a pledge that I made to myself, and I think I was 5 or 6 years old. I remember making that pledge that I was never going to be like them. So,
thank God that you were able. Thank God you were able to break that cycle. And now you're passing on a different message to your offspring. And they pass on a different message to their offspring. You know,
yeah.
A lot of that is learned behavior. And it takes strength and it takes the desire to want more to break that.
Huh.
So God bless you for breaking that curse within your family. And just pray that it continues on. And that's just something of the past.
Yeah.
You know, that was a pain that you endured to make you stronger, to make you someone that can speak to someone else in the midst of something like that and show them that there's a way out.
Yeah. It's a hard journey, but it can be done.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Because you're living proof that it can be done.
Yeah.
Kudos to
not
you
that,
and thank
not
God.
Left, no, you, ha- you end up having a lot of scars, but you don't have to succumb to the same kind of behavior. That's the important thing.
Exactly. Exactly. Just because you witnessed it doesn't mean you have to repeat it.
Right.
You always do better. I thank you for bringing that tonight. Because,
thank
like
you.
I said, this is Mother's Day. And although I was blessed to have a wonderful mother, I've witnessed and know personally some mothers that are less than what a mother should be. You know, and
yeah.
We need to speak about all of them. We need to speak about all of them. Because by putting it in the forefront and putting it in the public's eye, perchance, one person will hear it and decide to do better, decide to break away and not allow those things to happen and become better, and that therefore giving their children a better life.
Right.
Better options. Exactly. So we need to speak about it. So I thank you so much for the transparency of coming forth with that piece and the bravery of coming forth with that piece, because it's not easy to talk about when you're not your experiences aren't as quote unquote good as everybody else's. It's kind of hard to be the different one. Sometimes we need to be different. Christ was different, okay? So we have an example of what being different can do. So once again, thank you, and happy Mother's Day, Lady A.
Thank you very much. Happy Sunday
you
to you as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to send you to the Praise Lounge, and thank
okay.
you so much for that piece. I enjoyed it, and I'm glad
thank you
brought it. God bless you, Queen.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a very important lesson. Yes, we're here to celebrate mothers. And when we do celebrations of mothers, we generally think of the Leave It to Beaver type mother, you know, the Good Times type mother. We got to realize they're not all like that. So we need to pray for them and maybe learn something from these experiences, things that we do not want to repeat or to bring into our family tree. Because once they get their roots, it's hard to break. Okay, so we're going to keep things moving right along because we don't have a lot of time before we go. We've got 17 minutes before we go into overtime. So 319-527-6300 is the number to dial if you're in the chat rooms. You are in the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. And next on the line is area code 240. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
You got Joe the Verbal Mind. That's good evening, Brother Paul.
Well, good evening, stranger. How you been, Joe? It's been a while.
It has been a while. Fantastic.
Yes, I'm glad to hear your voice, bro.
Well, likewise, man. Likewise,
going
man.
Good.
Oh, pretty good, man. Pretty good. Yeah,
all
right. Good, man. Like it's good. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
That's a beautiful thing to be able to say that, isn't it?
Oh, hey, yes, yes,
that's
yes.
A beautiful thing. So you know, we're here honoring mothers or discussing mothers because as Lady A brought a piece, that it's not always the warm and fuzzy attributes to motherhood. You know, but we're going to discuss them all. So, what say you on the topic?
Oh man, yeah, I can relate. You know, definitely to Lady A's story, man. You know, it definitely wasn't peaches and cream, but it was beautiful at times, you know. I mean, there's some moms out there, man, just, you know, they're about themselves and all that sort of thing, man. And, you know,
yeah,
I see it in a lot of the young ladies right now,
Yeah.
Everybody around them is raising their child, but they're in the phone. I mean, the face is glued to the phone, not even looking at the kid, you know. So, you know, it's something we need to work on for sure, man. And, you know, what Lady A was saying, man, was, hey, man, it happens more than we know, man. There's some beautiful mom families out there, but not always. That's like, ooh, yeah. But you got to give them love,
like,
man. You got to give them love, you know.
Yeah, you do. But you, with that love, you also have to give them boundaries, discipline, guidance.
Yes.
You know,
love is earned as well.
Yeah, absolutely. As many of these younger ones, they're trying to be their children's friend as opposed to a parent.
Yeah.
My mama used to tell me, if you don't like me, that's good. That means I'm doing my job.
Hey.
And she was right. There's a whole lot of times. Now, I've always loved her. But there's a whole lot of times I didn't like that woman because she wouldn't let me do what I thought I wanted to do, what I thought I needed.
Exactly.
And in hindsight, exactly. I'm glad she was that type of mother.
You know, I don't think of the child living today at one point in their life, oh, I wish he was, you know, this and that. You know, man, please. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's just life. But if you got a good mom, and when you reach your mom's age, you see, yeah, she was right. Yeah. You're going to be saying yeah to a lot of things. That's like we got to keep going to church because, you know, you ain't got it yet. You hear it at all, but you ain't got it yet. You got to keep going.
Okay.
You finally made that.
Exactly.
Yeah. But don't make that year too late. You know what I'm saying? Don't make that year too late.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I was blessed to have my mother until she was 94. I don't know how many times I was honored to go back to her and tell her, Mom, you remember when you told me such and such and I told you you was crazy or I didn't believe you or whatever? You were right.
Oh, yeah.
You were right.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I love a good argument, but I also love going back to the person. You know what? You was right. I love that part.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
That's all part of the good argument.
Yes, indeed. Hey, you know, I got some people beckoning me in the background, man, so I'm going to drop this, and I'm going to have to jet. I'm going to still be listening, but I got to do something real quick. I hope you don't mind.
All right. I understand. What you got for us, bro?
I got something called Grandmothers.
The mic is yours, King.
All right. Grandmothers can't escape the fundamentals, the basics, the essentials. She take you by the hand, talk to and teach you right from wrong, comb your hair, put your shoes on. She didn't play. It had to be that way. On occasion, she save you the spoon from the cake she's about to bake. Humming tunes from an old 78. I'm going way back now, long before digital sound, when music was heard from a black disc of round. She was my go-to when I was told to do something I hated. She had rank and stated, leave that boy alone. I was elated. My mama's mama was queen of our home. The food was so special. We had ice delivered. Was no such thing as a plug-in freezer. Not 2 years later, when we could afford a refrigerator. I remember her asking me, boy, give me a number. She stomped her feet. The house rumbled like thunder. They had slips of paper then, and I hit too. She cared about my homework. Taught me not to be a jerk. Introduced me to the stars. She knew them. So cool then. I was in such awe. There was such respect for elders. Yes, ma'ams and no ma'ams. And even the baddest on the street wouldn't dare show his hand. Pop him and stop him dead in his tracks. Where's your manners, boy? You were taught better than that. On this day, I want it back. Soul of a woman, heart of a warrior. This one praise I've not told before. Respect those who've earned it, though it should be given. Love every day, care how you're living. Give thanks to the rank, without whom you wouldn't be. Skip no one, wife, girlfriend, lover. This Mother's Day, show some love to grandmothers. That's my piece. Thank you, sir.
My brother, you had me sitting back here cheesing and grinning. The memories. Yeah, I got a few years under my belt, so I can really, really relate to that piece.
Yeah. Man, hey,
when
man.
You talk about the 78. Woo, 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 woo.
Man, please.
But,
hey,
it was
hey.
It an entirely different world
hey,
back then.
Excuse me, yeah. Yes, it was, man. Yes, it was. But we learned
grandma
that.
Grandma stomp her feet. Man.
Yeah. That's where the respect came
but
from nobody that, those days,
up.
Man. Okay, yeah. The baddest cat on the block would not dare
mm-mm.
insult the woman, man.
Mm-mm.
Wouldn't dare.
That's right. That's right. That's when they were held.
The brothers out there, but brothers out there would hold them accountable. You want to be in the street, you were held accountable.
Oh.
You want mystery.
Okay.
Come on, man. You know who I was.
Even during the
yes,
gangbanging era, children
yes.
and mothers off limits.
Mm-hmm.
Because even in the midst of that, they knew that that was the backbone of our race, of our future. That was what's going to keep us going. And that positive.
Half the time, half the time you know who mama's house to go to get patched up.
Okay. Oh, talk about it. Whose mama was a nurse? Whose mama was a school teacher?
On,
we knew where to go to get what we needed. And they were all, everybody's mama was your mama.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And we know they call it old-fashioned,
so
but we need to get back to that.
Yes. Yeah,
you know, in a sense, maybe this COVID helped a little bit because it forced families to actually live under the same roof for a good amount of time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We all been scattered through the airwaves,
sitting next to each other on couch and text. But
yeah,
we forced to interact a little bit more.
Yeah.
That piece right there, my brother.
I appreciate it, brother. But yeah, I got a jet, man. But man, you know, hey,
yes.
Thanks for having me, man.
I understand. But I'm grateful you came too, brother. Especially with that piece. God bless you. Be safe out there.
All right, brother. Bless you.
All right, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic, brother.
Ooh wee. Grandmothers. Can't get no better than that. Okay, we still got. Two more hands raised. We want to get to them real quickly. So I'm going to keep things moving right along. Next on the mic is area code 502. Welcome to the
Hello,
Inspiration Factory. Who do we have?
It's Gwen C. How are you?
I'm sorry.
Gwen
how are you?
How are you? I'm good.
Gwen C.
Yes.
Happy Mother's Day to you, Queen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You and those like you are the reason for this show tonight, to give kudos to those mothers that raised their children, taught those children, loved those children, sacrificed for their children. You know?
Yes.
We need to honor you. We need to show you that we appreciate you for what you've done for us.
Yes.
We need to do it more than just Mother's Day, but on Mother's Day particularly.
Right.
We got to do this. We got to do it. And I'm grateful for you guys coming through tonight because, let me tell you, I would have been a basket. I would have been a basket case because I recently lost mine, and it hasn't been easy. It's not easy.
Yeah.
So, my queen, what did you bring for us tonight?
I brought a poem I wrote for my mom in National Poetry Month of 2019.
Oh, cool.
Can you hear me okay?
Entitled? Yes, We can hear you fine.
Thank you. The title is Ocean Mother of Sea.
Ocean Mother of who?
Mother of Sea.
Okay, the mic is yours, Queen.
Okay, thank you so much. And I apologize if there's excessive noise in the background. That would be those sweet angel children of mine. All right, the piece is, I wonder if when she ate cucumbers with salt, if it was because she liked them, or if it was because they were fresh as in free from someone's garden. She'd slice them and leave them in cheap Tupperware as in butter bowls. I wonder if when she'd give me the last piece of sausage brought home in a carton from the hospital after her shift in housekeeping, did she really want to eat it? We love those links and that free bacon. I wonder about each chick lie was a slice of her spirit taken. I wonder when I ate cereal complaining about powdered milk from commodity, was she wondering from where we'd get our next meal? And I wonder if she knew I love when she cut me a thick piece of government cheese. I wonder if she really enjoyed working in the psych ward at UTMB, or if it was more about me and less about her risk, because at any time something could happen. She barely weighed 115 pounds, and most of those patients were quite the characters daily. I wonder if she really enjoyed peddling to stay afloat and peddling us around the island holding me. I remember feeling a soft breeze and whining that my butt hurt on the handlebars. Memory transports me back, and I see she had to steer to guide with a whole little person blocking her view, pedal to carry my weight, hers, and often a few bags, too. I wonder if she enjoyed those rides or just needed to reach safety, and her only option was her 10-speed. I wonder that time we flipped over because my foot got stuck in the spoke, how many times she told me, no, don't move your feet. I wonder, did she know how thrilled I was when at age 5 I got toys from the Salvation Army after she worked as a bell ringer, and if she really could have used money instead, and does she know ever since I've given back? I don't have to wonder, because I know she knew how much I loved my pink bear as she'd washed it and hang it on the line to dry. I wonder if she knows her, his eyes will make you melt, was the first description of a man I ever heard. She was right. They were blue with kindness. He looked at and treated her different. I wonder if she knows I remember a wasp hiding in her pant leg, and I know that wasn't even close to the greatest thing she ever felt. I wonder how much she worried about me during Hurricane Alicia, and if she were proud the pecan tree in the back still stood. I wonder if she were thankful I'd often find pecans to eat. I wonder, did she really enjoy cleaning huge hot beach houses, kind of like those now seen on Airbnb that sleep up to 24, carrying buckets and bags full of sheets up flights of stairs just to get in the door to make multiple queens and sometimes 4 sets of bunk beds, vacuuming 3 floors, cleaning multiple bathrooms to prepare for someone's guest, or if she did it to feed her lifelong guest, me. I wonder, was there happiness somewhere, sometime, like with George or that bandito guy, or alone? Was Galveston good to her? Did she experience the same peace that folks often find when by the beach? I wonder, did I cause worry by not dancing but fighting in the streets, no harmony? I wonder, does she know I knew she meant it when she'd sing, oh, Lord, won't you buy me? I just thought she loved Janice, which she did and still does. I wonder, does she know how thankful I am my father didn't keep his 1984 promise to us? I'll slice your fucking throat and they'll find you floating in the Gulf of Mexico. I wonder, does she know she is power and strength like ocean, mother of sea, in peace?
Wow.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, you wonder. And we wonder about these things. So in order to keep from having to wonder about these things, we need to discuss these things. We need to be more verbal and communicative
yes.
with our mothers, because they do so much that we don't talk about. So they don't know that we
yes,
know
the
sacrifices they're making for us. They don't know that we know how they put our best interests before theirs, how much they did without to love us. They don't know that.
Yes.
We recognize this and we know it. So we need to let them know that. Why there? So that's why we were saying at the beginning of the show, several poets said the same thing. Give them the flowers while they yet live. We need to start letting parents know. Yo, Mom, I saw you looking at that dress, but you didn't buy it, but yet you bought me this new pair of sneakers. You know?
Yep.
I recognize that sacrifice you made for me. You know? They mothers are such an unsung hero.
That's right.
That we need to do what we can to change this. You know, once we become parents, we recognize how important things like that could be.
Mm-hmm.
Those that are listening that aren't parents yet, take heed. Don't wait till you become a parent and realize, oh, I should have did that. Do it now.
Right,
thank you, mother, for being there for you. Tell her you love her. Tell her you appreciate her and what she does for you.
Yeah.
And at times what she don't do for you. You might not like it at that time, but in hindsight, you'll see that Ma Dukes knew what she was talking about when she didn't let you do this, or she told you you shouldn't go there.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I will say, if someone doesn't feel comfortable talking and expressing it, they could always put it in a poem and give it to her.
There you go. There you go. That's right. That's right.
Put it in a poem or a letter if you don't feel like saying it out loud because you're uncomfortable.
That's right. Get some paper. Write them a note. Mama's right. And look, trust me, I'm telling you this from experience. 20, 30, 40 years later, she'll pull it out and show it to you.
That's right. That is so true. My oldest is 17, and I kept everything.
Okay. And look, when she gets her gets the boyfriend in there at the house, oh, let me show you what she made for me when – back in such and such. It embarrasses them. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. It's fun. But it shows them how much you love what they did to show you that they loved you.
Yeah.
It's it's give and take. We got to do this. We need more of that in relationships and families these days. You know,
yes,
technology is good.
Yes.
Sometimes it's good to move forward. But there are certain values and traditions of old that never need to be replaced or updated. Leave it just like it is.
Right.
Don't fix it.
That's right.
And that poem right there spoke of some things that don't need to be fixed because they're not broken.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
What a mother did for her child. I love that piece. Thank you so much for bringing that through tonight.
Thank you so much
for giving
me a space.
And I hope you won't be a stranger here.
No, I won't. I'll do Sunday. My best to be here on
Sundays,
yes.
All right. Same time, same date, same bat channel. We are here, the Inspiration Factory, 9 p.m. every Sunday.
Excellent. Thank you so much for the
We're going to put you in the praise lounge and bring on the rest of the callers. But I once again, I must wish you a happy Mother's Day and to thank you for giving us an example of the way things should be. And
thank you. Have a great night.
Our
yes, have a wonderful
well.
Night.
God
thanks you. So much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. That piece right there. Yeah. But hey, mothers, you are truly getting some of your comeuppance tonight, some of what you deserve, some of what you've earned. We're going to keep things moving right along to continue to hold you up and bless you and honor you. Area code 919, is this Granville?
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, my brother. I'm so glad you got back in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I didn't know what happened just now when the phone cut out. I was wondering what happened. I don't know
That blog talk lady. But thank God you made it back. And with that being said, what did you bring
Happy
for us?
Huh?
What piece did you bring for us, sir?
Oh, I bought this piece for you. I wrote a while back for my grandmother. It was she who raised me. And it is called Man Gigi's Boy.
Okay.
Here we go. I was born on the Eastern Caribbean island of St. Kitts, Upper Market Street, Bastia, to be exact. I was raised by my grandmother, Josephine Weeks, the second child of one Minerva Fleming of Portugal. Yes, I am Manjiji's boy. I am Manjiji's boy. Yes, I am Manjiji's boy. In a two-room house, I was born, and a Saturday, she, Manjiji, would say, "And you were born hungry. Your mother did not want anything to eat the day before. You were born sucking your thumb." And I would listen as she would tell me how and have now become Manjiji's boy. And I am Manjiji's boy. Yes, I am Manjiji's boy. The resources was meager, but by the time I had realized this, she had already instilled in me a serious love for truth and discipline, and it gave me dignity as I have my standards. Never follow a multitude to do evil, she would say. For broad is the road that leads to destruction, and the road to righteousness is narrow. And I swear to you that if there is anything becoming about me, it is because I am Manjiji's boy. I am Manjiji's boy. Yes, I am Manjiji's boy. There were times when I would scoff at her teachings and look at her indignantly, as youth is prone to do, thinking, "Foolish old woman." That's when she would say, "Granville, John thinks that I am stupid. The boy thinks that I am stupid." I did not say it, but I was thinking it, for to me, she is old, and she is a woman. That's when she would go, "Son, experience do not grow on trees." I love my grandmother. I love Manjiji. And it goes without saying, I am Manjiji's boy. I am Manjiji's boy. Manners and discipline, she would say, can take you around the world. Never envy another for anything, as it is the wing of men. For there is nothing greater than contentment, and enough is as good as a feast. Yes, I am Manjiji's boy. I am Manjiji's boy. And I would walk like Manjiji's boy. And I would talk like Manjiji's boy. And I would think like Manjiji's boy. And I would stand like Manjiji's boy. And carry myself like Manjiji's boy. For I am Manjiji's boy. Yes, I am Manjiji's boy. Thank you very much, King. Thank you very much.
Man, you better go ahead. You're talking to someone that proudly tells them, "I'm a mama's boy." So that piece right there, just that did it for me. I am so proud of you for just speaking
Thank
out
you.
Like that. You know, we need,
there used to be a stigma attached to being a mama's boy. You know, that thought you were weak. But that shows your strength. And for you to come out with that piece, my brother, I loved it.
Thank you, King. Thank you, King.
Talk like a GG's boy. You better go ahead and do that because GG showed you the right way. You weren't ashamed to incorporate that into your life. You weren't ashamed to be blessed and become a better person because of GG or because of our mother. Man, look, you better go ahead.
I am everything because of that woman, my brother. Everything I am is because of that woman. And she warned me. She told me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I didn't think that I would have been talking about so up until this day. And I am.
Yes.
Because people ask me how I became who I am and where I get my talent from. I said, my grandmother raised me.
Okay.
I was raised by my grandmother, and her teaching is why I am who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
She taught you. That piece is a perfect example of motherhood.
Yes,
grandmothers, mothers, great-grandmothers, they're all mothers. They teach those that adhere to the roles that they were birthed to fill.
Yeah.
Teach.
Yeah.
Teach
grandmothers
love,
are full of
teach
experience.
Some of the more delicate things. To teach strength. You know, when we take heed to those lessons, we are better people.
And truth, my grandmother taught me to abstain from evil. I start abstaining from evil and abstain from deceit. And that is the barometer by which I live my life. And it worked out perfectly for me. Because I tell people, honesty is the best policy because everybody needs somebody they can trust. Nobody is looking for nobody who they cannot trust. Even thieves don't like thieves.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. My brother, I am so glad you got back in to share that with us. This program would not be as dynamic as it turned out to be without that piece adding to it. Yes. And I know your Gigi is so grateful to know that you appreciate and recognize her efforts. That is such a blessing to her. And, you know, I wish her a happy Mother's Day and praise her because she did what she was supposed to do. She did what her heart and God told her to do. She was
a
true grandmother.
Absolutely.
We need more like that. We need more like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
My brother, thank you for coming back to share with us tonight and stop being so sporadic. We need to hear more from you, young man.
Okay. I promise you I'll come to you more frequently. That's a promise.
All right. I'm going to hold you to that now.
Hold me to it, my brother. Hold me to it.
All righty. Yeah, like you said, you love
my God bless,
so
King.
I stand upon that. God bless you,
yes,
brother.
Sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I am my Gigi's boy. That was a powerful piece. I love that one because I'm a mama's boy, and y'all hear me say it all the time. I'm not ashamed of it. Ashamed of it at all. We have one more caller. And then we're going to play a little song and do some prayers and head on out the door. But let me bring on this next caller. We have area code 713. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
That would be Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, calling out of Houston, Texas. Much love to your partner.
Thank you so much. Look at you bringing up the rear.
You saved the best for last.
I heard that.
You know, that was such a phenomenal poem of yours. It was so beautiful. And like Mama said, your mother is with you. She's smiling, and I know it's difficult. I lost mine in 2002, but believe me, King, it'll improve, but it never completely goes away, you know. But just know it will get better, and she is with you.
Yes, yes. Oh, trust me, I know that. There's been a time that I was doing something that I had no business doing, and I swear I thought it smacked me upside the back of my head. But in what she taught me and left me with over the years that our seasons were together are with me. And I catch myself. I can feel her spirit. I can see her in my actions. So yeah, I know she's with me. I guess the human aspect of me, the selfish part, I just wish she was here. But I would not wish her to be here instead of where she is. She earned her crown. Please. She earned her wings. She earned her place in paradise. So I would be less than a loving son to wish that she would leave that or could bypass that just for my sake. I'll see her again.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's how wonderful our God is. You know?
Yes, sir.
You know? Yes. So what did you bring us tonight, Amelia, for Mother's Day?
This is called
Happy Mother's
Day. Thank you so much. Thank you. This is called The Queen Mother.
Amen. Mike is yours, Queen.
Mama, I miss you. I turned around and you were gone. I'm lost in this world of negativity and hate. I can't find love anywhere. I miss your arms as you rocked me to sleep, whispering to me everything is gonna be all right. I long for you to patch up these wounds that the world has inflicted upon me with your bandages and my cure comb. Kissing each cut and abrasion, sending love into the wounds. I wish I could hear your voice. This is your mother, as though I didn't have a clue who it was, laughing at the joy your voice would bring. I really miss most of all those heart-to-heart talks we had about everything under the sun. How I wish I could pour my heart out to you now. You taught me intelligence, wisdom, strength, endurance, perseverance, and to be a lady through every circumstance and situation. Yet the greatest gift you gave me was being your daughter, the queen yet to be. I stand here now, Mumsy, wise and poetic, knowing that your blood flows through my veins, and I'm so proud of that fact. One more update. I've finally taken to using the name you gave me, Emilia. I know that would please you unmeasurably. I know you're flying around heaven, giving Jesus a difficult time. Send those blessings to my daughter. I know you tried your best while on this earth, even when I couldn't always see it. I do know you love me as much as any mother could love their children, and 1,000 times more than that. You had an unconditional love, and today, on Mother's Day, I just wanted to say thank you for being my Mumsy. Rest in heaven forever. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
I know Mumsy is grinning from ear to ear hearing that piece. Through that piece, we the listener can get an insight on the relationship between you and your mom and how much she loved you, how much you loved her, but more importantly, how much she wanted the best for you. And even in your little comment about giving Jesus a difficult time, let you know that she wrote out for you. You know, that's a beautiful thing to have a mother that you know, that you know, that you know is in your corner no matter what. That's, like I said earlier, that is the closest thing to that unconditional love that Christ has for us. It's mother's love. There's no judgment there. It's just loving you through whatever it is, whatever situation we place ourselves in. They don't always have to like it. And they'll let us know that with, in no uncertain terms. But they're still there loving us through it. And that piece spoke of that type of love. I really appreciate you bringing that on here tonight, Amelia. Like I said, I'm sure Mumsy is grinning from ear to ear.
Thank you, King. I appreciate that. Blessings and much love and continued successes. And with that, start the music.
All right. Amelia, thank you so much for coming through. God bless you, Queen.
I appreciate that.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh, we've heard some phenomenal pieces tonight. We've covered motherhood, the gambit of it, the good, the bad, the ugly. But it all culminates in the word of God that says, honor thy father and thy mother. I would challenge everybody listening to reach out to somebody else and teach them how to love your mother. It's not an easy task to be a mother. Oftentimes, it's not a rewarding task to be a mother, and it should be. It's up to us to let them know why they're still here. Mom, I just love you. I just appreciate you. I respect you and show it in our actions. For those younger ones out there, stop trying to be your children's friends. Be a mother. Sometimes you're going to have to make them mad at you. Take that and wear it as a badge of honor because that means you're doing your job correctly. But my hat goes off to mothers. That was one of God's greatest gifts to mankind. They helped us. They raise us. They teach us. They nurture us. They break out to mature comb and heal us. And they give us the cod liver oil to make us stronger. They do what needs to be done. There was another piece where someone talked about their mother scrubbing floors and things. They do some things that we would think are beneath us. They willingly do it just to be able to support us, to love us, to show us and teach us responsibility and discipline. And there's no shame in doing menial, quote unquote, menial tasks if it's what you need to support your family. You know? Mothers hold so much that we overlook, we don't talk about. And we surely, at most, a lot of times, don't let them know that we see it, we get it, and we appreciate them for it. I thank all of you callers that came through here. You helped me make it through the night. And I appreciate you, and I love you all for that. I'm going to go to the throne right now, and then I want to play a song. I'm going to close the show. I thank you once again for coming through tonight. For all of you mothers out there, happy and blessed Mother's Day. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to come together this evening to celebrate one of your greatest creations, mothers, Father. We ask that all the mothers within the sound of my voice and those that do not hear this, Father God, that you would touch them, that you would bless them, that you would hold them up and raise children, Father God, that remember your words. That they would honor thy father and thy mother. Father, we ask that you would just continue to bless them. Teach us to honor them and to let them know these things before they return back to you. For my brother, Van Meadows, Father God, I ask that you would be with him during the situation that he's involved in, that you would empower him, that you would touch his heart, Father God, that he not let bitterness sway him, but keep him as the man of God that he is, Father God. For all of the callers, for my brother, for real, we ask blessings upon all of them, Father God. Just hold us together. Keep us, Father God, until we can come together again next week to praise you and to uplift one another on the Inspiration Factory. We ask and pray these things in the precious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Let me hear the worshiper! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put their hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
It's who I got.
Every word of worship.
With one accord.
Every praise.
Every praise.
Every praise.
It's who I got.
Come on everybody, sing hallelujah.
To our God.
Glory hallelujah.
It's to our God.
Come on, say every praise.
Say every praise.
God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up and
pray.
It's to our God.
Every word of worship.
With one accord. Come on, say every praise.
Every praise.
It's to our God.